Mountains have always been veiled in a shroud of enigma, rising from the depths of the earth to reach the clouds. While awe-inspiring, mountains also pose hidden dangers. Those who climb them often face dangerous conditions, risking injury, hypothermia, getting lost, and even death. On the night of February 1st, 1959, 10 friends were hiking the treacherous terrain of the Dyatlov Pass in the Ural Mountains. Despite their experience and preparation, something went wrong. Tragically, 9 of the hikers lost their lives under mysterious circumstances, leaving behind a haunting mystery that lingers to this day. Most of the hikers died from exposure to the elements. 2 had severe chest trauma, and a 3rd had a fatal skull injury. The only survivor of the group had to turn back on January 27th due to knee pain. The rest of the group was well-rested, experienced, and had plenty of provisions for the rest of the journey. However, it would be the last day anyone would see them alive again. The group's cameras played a crucial role in gathering information about the incident, along with their diaries and the limited evidence that could be found. They only present a limited view of elements, fueling multiple public conspiracies. On January 31st, the group reached the edge of a highland area. After that, they started their challenging climb up the pass to reach the other side before nightfall to set up camp. As they continued their journey, a sudden snowstorm worsened the weather. The snowfall became so heavy that they could barely see through it, and biting wind made it difficult to move forward. As they wandered, they suddenly realized that they had lost their way. They ended up on a nearby mountain without any idea which direction to take and decided to set up camp there. What happened next is anyone's guess. When the campsite was found by rescuers 3 weeks later, the tent was found half torn down and covered in snow. Upon investigation, it was discovered that the tent had been intentionally cut open from the inside. 9 sets of footprints were found in the snow, indicating that whoever left the tent had been barefoot, wearing only socks or with just one shoe on. The tracks led to a nearby forest where evidence of a small fire and the first 2 bodies were found. They were both shoeless and left only in their underwear. 3 more bodies were found nearby, appearing to have been heading back towards the tents. The first 5 members were found with no fatal injuries, and hypothermia was listed as a cause of death. But once the remainder were found, it left medical examiners scratching their heads. 3 of them had significant skull fractures, and 2 had fractures to their chest. Examiner stated that such a fracture would require the force of a car crash or greater to cause. There were no external injuries consistent with the severity of the bone fractures. The last bodies found were exposed to running water and possibly wild animals, resulting in some of their extremities missing. Some were missing their tongues, eyes, lips, and facial tissue. One was missing a fraction of their skull, and another his eyebrows. In the middle of the night, something prompted the hikers to frantically cut their way out of the tent. They abandoned everything they had and ran into the dense forest. They had no food or water, and fear and confusion consumed them as they stumbled through the unfamiliar wilderness. The heavy snowstorm also caused the temperature to drop to 13 degrees, leading to the onset of hypothermia. Speculation of everything from aliens, yetis, escaped prisoners, mutants, and government cover-ups have been made, with evidence to support some of them. The hikers' journals mention balls of light dancing in the sky, which some believe to be a phenomenon called ball lightning, and others hint to an alien abduction. Legends of the Yeti fueled theories that the tent had been torn into by one and had attacked them, causing the bone fractures. Some believed nearby prisoners at a prison camp had killed the hikers and stolen their supplies. This event happened during the Cold War, and there were multiple prison camps in the frigid Siberian wilds. A local tribe of indigenous Mansi people were also speculated and questioned. The mountain had been a sacred hunting and spiritual location to them for generations, and many locals wanted to blame them out of racism. No evidence linked any tribal members. However, three members were taken for questioning and never seen again. The other theory is that the government had a secret mountain facility and had murdered the hikers to keep their secrets covered up. Some of the clothes on the bodies had low levels of radiation, leading to speculation that a test bomb had been set off near their camp, explaining the tent, radiation, and bone fractures. The case of the missing hikers at Dyatlov Pass is one of the most intriguing and mysterious events in modern history. Despite years of investigation, the fate of the hikers remains shrouded in a locked file. The evidence collected from the scene only raises more questions than it answers, leaving no definitive conclusion. Theories abound, but the truth of what happened to those hikers on that fateful day remains unknown, for now. I'm Kristen Seavey, and I'm excited to have you join me for this next episode of The Hidden Staircase. I'll be back soon with another fascinating hidden tale that you won't want to miss. See you then.